Abbas is a Muslim. G'day, Abbas.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Not bad. You're one of the ones that does speak English. Good on you.
Well, what is this crap, you know? What is it? Seriously, live on national radio, a guy who proclaims to be leader of our community, I don't even know who he is. You know, I don't even know who the hell this bloke is. And not just that, I mean, it's horrendous. It really is horrendous. It's becoming a joke. And really, I think the Australian government needs to give us a voice, for crying out loud. Not these people, you know? I mean, I can't believe that you guys spent an hour or so giving this guy a voice. Give us a voice, and we'll tell you exactly what the problem is. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's horrendous. We've had enough. You know, I've got three kids. What's going on? I mean, how am I supposed to protect these kids? You know, I just come back from overseas, from being in the Middle East, those regimes. You just need to ask this guy which cycle of fence he's on overseas, and you'll understand where his mentality and ideology is, and how he suppresses it and hides it in public. It's ridiculous, it's horrendous.
Well, it's a bit hard to speak to him, Abbas, when he doesn't speak English. And I haven't got time to go through an interpreter. That was agonising. Absolutely agonising. It was 12 minutes of my life I won't get back. And I interrupted the news at 2 minutes past the hour to go to it and buggered all the network stations into the bargain, but I thought it was important that we actually go there and find out what he's got to say. And the young lady, and I keep saying the young lady, and I do apologise, we have no idea who she was. She doesn't identify herself. There was nothing on the screen to identify her, but she's obviously a representative of the Grand Mufti's office. And she started by saying on behalf of the Muslim community, she apologised for the death of Mr. Curtis Cheng. And the rest was gobbledygook. I mean, how do I know that the interpreter is actually interpreting the question asked? And how do I know that the interpreter is then interpreting correctly the answers given by the Grand Mufti? It's just gobbledygook.